morning. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Children's Sunday. Our Sunday school classes have been working hard, writing prayers, getting presentations ready, doing all kinds of different things to share worship with us. So thank you so much to our worship leaders today. This is a good Sunday to make noise. Not you. This is a good Sunday to be joyful and celebrate. But if anybody needs to make noise away from everybody else, there's a nursery right over there with our nursery attendant. And if you need to be quiet away from everybody else, the adult lounge is over there and it's ready for you. Whether it's your first time here or you've been coming your whole life, no matter how long or short that's been so far, we are glad that you're worshiping here with us at Gates Presbyterian Church. We have a few announcements today before we start off.
Hola, buenos dias. Well, I bet you can't guess what I'm up here to talk about. Our Guatemalan visitors will be here, actually, 2 weeks from today. They're coming on, 2 weeks from last Wednesday, they'll be here. And so I'm still looking for people that might be willing to host a couple of them overnight to get to know them better. So see me after church if you have space available. Also, the picnic on June 25th. I hope everybody will come to that. I have no idea how many people are going to be there because it's going to be open to the public. But we really encourage you to come and join in the fun and festivity. So we're still looking for people to supply some of the food. If we can get it donated, it'll be easier than buying it, or cheaper anyway. And also games. We would like to have them experience as many of our American-type outdoor picnic games as we can, like horseshoes, badminton, croquet, bocce ball, things like that. So if you have those games, let me know. And on Sunday, the 26th of June, they're going to be here worshiping with us, and they're going to do a Mayan ritual called Blessing the Children. So bring all your kids so they can all get a Mayan blessing. And if you don't have their kids here or your grandchildren and you want to bring a picture of your favorite child along, or all your children. Okay, so that's appropriate for Children's Sunday. I want to see all of you back here on the 26th, okay? Thanks.
Junior and senior highs, our end-of-year picnic is today. So junior highs and fifth graders who are becoming junior highs next fall, join us for a little pre-party at 4 o'clock right here at GPC. There may be go-karting, there may be mini-golfing, there may be rain, we'll see what happens. And senior highs, join us for the whole youth group party 6 to 8. Everyone who is coming on the Senior High Work Project or who thinks they might be coming or has some questions, stay right here in the sanctuary after worship and we'll do a quick Q&A session so you can get everything ready. Because the Work Project forms are due today. You've got any questions, this is the time to get them in. You got any paperwork, this is the time to give it to me. I've got a question for everyone. Who's going on vacation this summer? That looks pretty good. Who's going to visit family? Who's going to a lake somewhere, maybe? All right, so a whole bunch of people are going to be away from GPC for a while. And so we have a brand new project for you. As you leave worship this Sunday, as you walk out, each family can get a flat Jesus packet with a bright yellow cover. In there is a drawing of Jesus for you all to color in and take with you wherever you go on vacation or on your travels. Because we need to remember that no matter where we go, Jesus is always with us. So adults, kids, take the picture. And then when you're way out, no matter where you are, in a cabin or at Disney World, take a picture with Jesus and put it on Facebook. And let's go ahead and share all the different places that we're going this summer. And now, let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship God.
Amen. used to create people on this planet.
My question for God is, what is it like in heaven?
My question for God is, what's God's favorite sport?
What can God do?
How old are you today?
What do you look like?
What's God's favorite color?
My question to God is, why can't you pick yourself up in a chair when you're in it?
My question for God is, can you walk with plastic feet?
The question for God is, I like green chips.
My question for God is, why did he create mosquitoes?
God, why did you create the earth?
God, why did you create Donald Trump?
My question for God is, did you create another universe?
My question for God is, why do people die?
How is it like in heaven?
My question for God is, how do you always forgive us?
Church.
your name is wonderful everywhere on earth. You let your glory be seen in the heavens above. With praise from children and from tiny infants, you have built a fortress. It makes your enemies silent, and all who turn against you are left speechless. I often think of the heavens your hands have made and of the moon and stars you put in place. Then I ask, why do you care about us humans? Why are you concerned for us weaklings? You made us a little lower than yourself, and you have crowned us with glory and honor. You let us rule everything your hands have made, and you put all of it under our power. The sheep and the cattle and every wild animal, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and all ocean creatures. Our Lord and Ruler, your name is wonderful everywhere on earth.
The second scripture reading for today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for Passover. And when Jesus was 12 years old, they all went there as usual for the celebration. After Passover, his parents left, but they did not know that Jesus had stayed on in the city. That they thought that he was traveling with some other people, and they went a whole day before they started looking for him. When they could not find him with their relatives and family and friends, they went back to Jerusalem and started looking for him there. 3 days later, they found Jesus sitting in the temple, listening to the teachers and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was surprised at how much he knew and at the answers he gave.
When his parents found him, they were amazed. His mother said, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been very worried, and we have been searching for you." Jesus answered, "Why did you have to look for me? Didn't you know that I would be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he meant. Jesus went back to Nazareth with his parents and obeyed them. His mother kept on thinking about all that had happened. Jesus became wise, and he grew strong. God was pleased with him, and so were the people.
When Jesus was a little boy,
hello.
He lived in Nazareth with his parents. Every year, Jesus went to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover festival with other Jews at the temple. He traveled very far with his mother, Mary.
Hi.
And his father, Joseph.
Hi.
And Jesus' brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins and neighbors and friends. When Jesus was 12, he traveled all the way to the temple in Jerusalem to celebrate Passover with his friends and family. They had a wonderful time at the festival.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah, I love getting together to worship God, but it's time to head home.
Mom, why do you think God talked to Moses? Mom, why did God save the Hebrews? Mom, why do we come here to worship?
Jesus, I need you to stop being so curious. I don't have time to answer your questions right now. Go bother somebody else so I can get ready to leave.
I got our bags, honey.
Did you pack everything, even food for the trip home?
Yep.
Did you remember our clothes?
Yep.
Do you have the baby? Do you think we forgot anything?
I don't think so. Come on, kids, time to go.
After a long day of walking, Mary and Joseph were ready to set up camp near their friends and neighbors.
It's time for dinner.
Where's Jesus?
Huh, I don't see him. I thought he was at the back with his friends. Hey, you over there, wasn't Jesus walking with you kids today?
Did we leave our son in Jerusalem?
Banana.
I think so. Oh no, we have to go back to get him.
He must be so scared right now. Poor baby. Watch the rest of my children. We have to go find Jesus.
Mary and Joseph went all the way back to Jerusalem to search for Jesus. They searched high and low. For 3 days, they looked all around the city, desperately trying to figure out where Jesus could be.
Phew,
I'm exhausted.
Me too, and I'm starting to run out of ideas. I thought he was with us in the marketplace.
Where could he be?
Let me think. God, I have one more idea.
Mary and Joseph went back to the temple, and they found Jesus. He was surrounded by teachers who were listening to him and asking him questions.
Jesus, have you been here this whole time? Your father and I were worried sick about you. We've been looking for you for days.
Son, why are you here? Why didn't you come home with us?
This is your son. He's so smart.
He's been asking us such great questions. We've been learning a lot about God by talking with each other.
Why didn't you know to look for me here? Didn't you know I must be in my father's house?
Your father's house? God might be your father in heaven, but I'm your father on earth. Don't make me ground you.
Mom told me to go ask somebody else about God. So I came here because I wanted to talk about God's, I was curious about God's love in the scriptures.
We love having him here. It's great having a curious boy come worship and learn with us.
You should come ask questions about God every day.
Please, Mom, can I?
I don't think so, Buster. You're in trouble for making us worry about you. But tell you what, every time we visit Jerusalem, you can come here and ask questions from the teachers in the temple.
Awesome.
Now let's go home. Your friends are worried about you.
And Jesus asked lots more questions and learned lots of wonderful things about God. When he grew up, he shared all these things with his followers and helped them learn about God, too.
Okay, we've got enough adults today that I'm not going to make you all come up and sit up front. But you have to pay attention, all right? When I was trying to get an internship as a chaplain at a hospital, I went for my job interview. I dressed up, I practiced the likely questions, your strengths, your weaknesses, tell me a story about yourself, and I was ready. So I went through, and every question they asked me, I had a set answer. I knew what was going on. I was going to get this internship. And the guy interviewing me stopped me and said, "Why do you know all the answers? Why are you answering so fast?" Because I wanted to make a good impression, of course. And he stopped me again and said, "What if you just paused and really thought about it? And what if you didn't know something, and that was okay?" Sometimes we adults decide that we have to know everything, or we have to act like we know everything. We need a quick answer. We need to be able to make peace with whatever is bothering us and keep moving because there is so much to do. We encourage our children to ask questions because we want them to learn and grow and become the people that we know we are so excited to meet as they grow up. But we're not done growing either. We're not off the hook. So go ahead and take time to pause and think about the things that you don't know. Ask questions. It's still the only way we can learn. Admit when you need help. Be willing to be curious and have wonder for God's creation. Because when we have that wonder and that curiosity, we open ourselves up to learn more and more about God's grace and love. You all ready to pray? All right, repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for making us curious. Help us to ask lots of questions of you. And learn together. Amen.
It's with a little sadness that we see some of our Sunday school children going on to junior high, but at the same time, we're very excited for them because we know they're going to be involved in many projects and many exciting things that they will be doing that they don't normally do in the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. And it was such a pleasure having Meredith Hart in Sunday school. She's very smart. She is a leader. She's very talented. And speaking about leadership abilities, I'd say, who would like to say a prayer? And Meredith would be the first one to raise her hand. And she'd have a very creative way of all of us say a prayer. And speaking of talent, you've all heard her sing in the choir. And she has had many solo parts. So she sings very well, just like her mom. And speaking of talent, she is also in dance school, so she does dancing. She likes to act, and she's been in a couple plays at school. She's in the band. She plays percussion. She's also likes to play soccer, so she's a very active young lady. She loves to read. And, of course, she likes to sing. She likes to draw. And most of all, she likes to hang out with her friends. And in school, her favorite subjects are science, math, and English. So congratulations, Meredith. We're going to miss you. And congratulations for moving up to junior high.
We would also like to congratulate Abby Unson today. Abby has been a true pleasure to have in class. She is always a very active participant and is willing to take on any leadership role, which you saw this morning. She is in sixth grade at Gaze Challey Middle School, soon to be a seventh grader. She enjoys lots of activities, softball, soccer, acting, singing, hanging out with friends, and reading, to just name a few. So congratulations, Abby.
And another sixth grader we'd like to congratulate today is Scott Tuttle, who has been a pleasure to have in our Sunday school class. He lives in Greece and goes to Greece Athena Middle School. He's so active in his music program. He's been in the school play, he participates in show choir, and he's in the normal chorus and in band. He plays violin and trombone. He plays on a travel baseball team, he plays tennis and basketball, and he's a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo, so don't mess with this kid. He's in Boy Scouts, and he dances hip-hop and tap. He likes video games, and outside he likes downhill skiing, swimming, water tubing, and he likes to hang out with his friends. So congratulations, Scott. All right, and finally, we'd like to congratulate Rowan Crane. You can come up. He goes to Gaze Challey Middle School. He just finished up sixth grade, and he's a selfless and a serious boy. He loves church and volunteering. He was an awesome help at the concession stand for the flea market, as we've heard a few weekends ago, and he loves worship and the fancy words in worship. He came to his brother Colton's confirmation a few weeks ago, and he loved that. He likes video games, like Minecraft, and we'd like to congratulate you and wish you luck in the future in church.
Okay, come on up, you guys. If I got to be up here, you got to be up there, too. Abby and Meredith have been in junior choir for 6 years. They're starting to read my mind, so it's a little scary, and I need to let go and say goodbye to them. You heard all those wonderful things about all these kids, and, you know, I got to say, even if they didn't do all those wonderful things, I would still like them a whole real lot. You guys are great. So I will miss them, but they'll still be around here. So thank you very much.
Good morning. Our service today could not happen without the Sunday school teachers. Our faith community does not grow without the Sunday school teachers. And our legacy as Gates Presbyterian Church would not live on without the Sunday school teachers. Thank you so much to the following teachers who give so selflessly and faithfully their time and their talents to our young children. We have a gift for each of you. And it reads, "Thank you for pouring Christ into these children each week. You are a lifesaver." I came up with all these adjectives, which could fit any one of them, but I'm just going to plug them all in. So we have the amazing Jennifer Hasselhoff. Sweet Katie Oman. The beautiful Jossie Pym. The talented Samantha Dykes. Joyful Beth Marconi. And her sidekick. Strong Tess McKeel. Outrageous Abby Jarvis. The steadfast James Hart. Glorious Anne Marie Sim. The energetic Carol Henschen. Helpful Brian Bullis. Courageous Allie Tuttle. There she is, hiding in the back. We also have substitute teachers who are willing to jump in whenever, and we, of course, want to recognize you. So we have the intelligent Linda Sidori. The curious Vicky Gutile. The faithful Rebecca Jarvis. And the playful Nancy Hasselhoff. Thank you.
And the wonderful Bridget Wohlers.
This Sunday because it gives us a chance to celebrate all together all of the amazing people we have here in this church. The sixth graders, we're moving up into a new stage of life and learning. The teachers who take care of our children and help them to grow. And all of us who are here together to celebrate and hold each other in the times when we need each other most. Who has something they'd like to lift up today and pray for together?
Hi, Beth Molina. Prayers for the Balsley family. Bill lost his sister last Thursday.
Yeah, hi, I'm Paul, and I would appreciate your prayers for my wife, Judy. She's going to have major surgery tomorrow, and so if you could pray for her healing and for the recovery period following. Thanks.
Allison Tuttle. I don't know if I've been here since Ben's father ended up passing away from pancreatic cancer. But this summer, a few weeks from now, we will be having his internment and having a ceremony. So just prayers be with his family as they go through this hard time. Thank you.
I was singing at Granville, and I found Mary DeGennaro there. And she said that she misses you all, and she wanted to send greetings to you. She seems to be doing well, and she was fairly happy there.
I'd like to ask for a couple of prayers for some friends of mine. One is John Montgomery, who's a teacher at Grease School. He got hit by a tractor-trailer truck while he was riding his bike to work the other morning. He's in pretty serious condition and strong. Also, a colleague of Melissa DeRosia's at the Rural Migrant Ministries, Wes Conover. Wes has got some serious health problems too right now. But I also see a couple of friends of mine over there that just got married a couple of weeks ago, Mike and Karen. Congratulations to you both.
Janice Bilolovic. I'd like some prayers for Pearl Plummer. Last Saturday, right after the yard sale, she fell, broke her hip and her arm in two places. She's at Unity, and she's really having a hard time with the medications, causing a lot of emotional issues. So just lots of prayers for her and the family. They're having a tough time with this.
Abby Anson, joy for the wonderful church community that Meredith and I got to grow up in.
Prayers of joy since it's my mom's 25th birthday.
That's awesome. I have a joy to celebrate today also. Bob and I celebrate 30 years of wedded bliss on Tuesday.
Mary Beth McKenzie, I just wanted to mention that Marge Westfall was in the hospital again yesterday. She's home but so discouraged and loves to hear from her GPC friends. Also, a joy, my cousin and her daughter are here from Cleveland with us this morning.
One up front. I'd also like to lift up the family of Nessie Little. She passed away last week. We had her memorial service. So remember Tommy especially in prayer.
Prayer of joy for my cousin Amber. She just got married.
Hey. Anything else we'd like to share? Then let us all pray together. Creator God, we were made by you to live life to the fullest. Sharpen our awareness and help us to learn about situations where this is not possible and reach out and share your hope. For all who live where there is conflict and violence, for all who are on the fringes of society and can't seem to break through, may we be instruments of restoration. We ask hope for any who have grown weary in mind or spirit, any whose health is failing or who feel like they are running out of options. We especially lift up to you the 20 victims of a shooting last night in a gay bar in Orlando, Florida. May we find ways to protect the people around us and our communities to prevent violence. Encouraging Spirit, you came so that we would not be alone, but always have your presence with us. Enlighten us that we may share your love with everyone we meet, may be your voice for those who cannot find their own. Help us to be the friend of the ignored and the lonely, to lift up all those who need extra care. May we share graciously in your life-giving hospitality. Give thanks for the gifts and experiences you have given us this week, such as the joy of worshiping with our church's children. Thank you for these amazing children and youth. May we help them to stay curious and grow in your loving care. Creator God, we ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught all of us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. We know everything we have is a gift from God, so we're invited to give back our offerings with thanks and with joy for all of God's blessings. Today during the offertory, we're also going to share a special video honoring the seniors that are graduating this year.
Well, pick me up with golden hand on the sail and tell you to run. Nobody say, nobody out. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. How about we run? Well, we're all well.
on my tail you'd run.
All the way, all the way.
Nobody see, nobody on.
My name is Chris Ullman, and I'm here today on behalf of the public worship team. It's my pleasure to be able to recognize our graduating high school seniors this year. Seniors, if you would please come forward as I call your name. Nadia Endelovsky, Jennifer Hasselnop, Connor McKenzie, Katie Ullman, Jocelyn Pym, and Allison Tuttle. As you've already seen this morning, this congregation does an amazing job of supporting and nurturing our young people from childhood to young adulthood. There are two adults in particular who were especially dedicated to this particular class, beginning when they were younger. And so at this time, I'd like to invite Patty Fields and Mary Beth McKenzie to come forward. We have a pact that we're not going to look at each other at all during this whole thing, so... We're not looking at Patty. We're not looking at Patty. Patty and Mary Beth were this class's Sunday school co-teachers from kindergarten all the way through sixth grade. They have continued to share a very special bond with this group, and so it seemed especially appropriate to invite them both to participate this morning. And so at this time, I'd like to put them in charge of the gifts and the hugs. So the gifts are up there, and right by Nancy, I think there's some. So if you want to pass those out. I'm not looking. Seniors, we want to say thank you. Thank you for all you have done throughout your years here at GPC, but more importantly, just thank you for being you. It has been a pleasure and a joy to watch you grow and become an important part of our church family. You are presented this morning with a card and a GPC key ring. Best wishes to you all in your next adventures, whatever they may be. Our hope is that wherever you go, wherever those keys on that keychain take you, that you remember that the love of this congregation extends well beyond these brick walls. You always have a home here at GPC, and welcome back hugs are the best and are one of the things that this congregation really excels at, and we hope to be able to share a lot of those with you in the coming years. Congratulations to you all.
go out into the world with wonder and joy. Celebrate the people who make your life better. And no matter where you go, and no matter what questions you ask, know that the blessing of God goes with you, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, and that blessing will be with you every step of your way. Amen.
Good.
All right.